Sacker handed him an attaché case. Normally, we would keep a backup of our files at the office, but since you've paid so generously for privacy, we have cleaned all the data from our computers and files. It's all here. It's as if we never handled your case. On behalf of the Global Interest Network, I'd like to thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for keeping this entire project a secret. We were simply doing our job, Sacker said. It was an interesting challenge. What we've created on paper for you is a megacorporation that would control every possible means of electronic communication on the planet. Cell phone networks, satellites, telecommunications, the whole enchilada. You'll have to admit that this is the way that things have been heading, with all the buyouts and mergers in the industry. Would you mind if I ask you a question, Mr. Grant?
Not at all. Fire away.
These agreements and contracts would, under a highly unlikely set of circumstances, position someone to assume control over the major communication systems of the world. Correct me if I'm wrong, but your foundation is at odds with what you see as oppressive world trade, market system, and capitalism.
That's right.
GIN is pro-democracy and nonpartisan. We agree that free trade can be beneficial to developing countries and the promotion of peace. But we're campaigning against the current free trade model. We're concerned when corporate interests are put above safety standards and environmental regulations are seen as barriers to free trade. We're against a concentration of power in the hands of a few multinational corporations. We oppose the spread of investments across corporate boundaries, allowing them to evade local laws. We see the World Bank, the WTO, and IMF as superseding local government. He picked up a red, white, and blue brochure and handed it to Sacker. You can read all about our Freedom Project campaign in this handsome little pamphlet.
I've read it, Sacker said, and I don't disagree with some of your positions. But why would a foundation like yours spend a lot of money setting up the kind of thing you're against?
Simple. We think the megacorporation you've designed will be a reality in the near future. If you want to fight your enemy, you have to know it. We're primarily a think tank. The blueprint you prepared will give us the chance to probe the weaknesses, as well as the strengths, of a globalized communications network. Sacker glanced at his watch and heaved himself out of his chair. Gant shook hands with the team of attorneys and ushered them to the door. Thank you again. We'll be in touch. When the lawyers had left, Gant went over to his telephone, punched the intercom button, and said a few words. The side door to the office opened and Mickey Doyle came in.
Hello, Mickey, Gant said.
You heard?
Doyle nodded. Sacker's a smart guy. He was getting at something. He just didn't know what it was.
I think I deflected him with my explanation, but I'm not sure he believed me completely.
No matter. Have you talked to Margrave since the incident with Barrett?
This morning. He said he tried to call Spider, but couldn't get him. I told him that when I dropped Barrett off at the Portland airport, he said he wanted to get away for a few days to think things over.
Good work. He opened a desk drawer and pulled out a leather-bound folder. Rather than risk questions over the bullet hole in the old folder, Doyle had replaced it with a new one. I've read the material from Carla Janos. She definitely knows something.
That's what Spider said. What do you want me to do about her?
It's already in the works. When you call me from the island with the news about an antidote that might neutralize what we're doing, I decided to move quickly. Our security arm traced the woman to the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. We just missed her, unfortunately. But we tracked Ms. Janos down to a remote island in Siberia. They'll kidnap and hold her.
Do you think she knows something that can kill the project?
It's of no consequence, Gant said. We simply want to learn if she's talked to anyone else. Then we'll dispose of her. We may have another problem to deal with. Kurt Austin, the Numa man that Barrett mentioned. I don't like the idea that he saw the coil mechanism.
We'll keep an eye on him.
Good. I've run up a CV on Austin. He's got an impressive background. We don't want him causing problems.
If we see him as a threat, he'll have to be eliminated quickly.